When teaching children from different cultures, I have had 11 years of experiences now that have helped me learn that the most important thing to remind myself is that what seems natural and expected behavior to me is not always a natural expected behavior in all cultures. The strongest, most beneficial strategy that I have found for digging deeper and learning more about my students' culture is a morning community circle. Taking the time to talk to students and giving them low-risk opportunities to speak about themselves leads to be able to have deeper conversations and have them feel confident and comfortable that they can reveal about their personal lives and express what is important in their culture and how things might be different than what they're seeing in school. And I find that it also allows to have deeper relationships with the children, and they start inviting me into opportunities where I can immerse myself into their culture. They invite me to their sporting events, their parties, things like that, and then I'm able to learn more about them that way as well. I've had some really cool experiences where I've been able to immerse myself in the cultures of other children. And one example was I was actually, sadly, included in the funeral of one of my students' mothers. And I went to the child's church. And during the service, the children were never expected to be sitting or quiet. It was just natural to that culture that the children were up and moving and talking to other adults. And it made me realize that in the church that I attend, everyone is to sit and be quiet. To these children, this was normal and natural. So when I'm expecting them to be sitting and quiet, that might be unnatural to them. And it might be something that they need practice and examples and repeated exposure to before it becomes natural to them.